temptations on every hand. Though Satan's tried to stop me and to place my feet on sinking sand, through the pain and all of my sorrow, through the tears and all of my fear, the Lord was there to keep me, for He's kept me in the midst of it all. Not because I've been so faithful, not because I've always obeyed. No, it's not because I trusted Him.
my Lord. Hallelujah. I have not heard that song for so long. I'm seer evangelist Linda Kazaris, and I welcome you to Gatekeepers Global Podcast tonight. That was a selection that my daughter insisted on me playing on her behalf this morning because I know she's been through a lot, and we all have. And there's nobody that we can really count on to bring us through like Jesus, like the Lord God Almighty. And I never really listened to that song, the words in that song, so closely as I have this evening. And it has blessed my soul, because when everybody else is gone, Jesus is still in our lives. He said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. He has purpose and promise in our lives, and no matter what, he's kept us. He's kept us close to him, Lord God, hallelujah, when we didn't do what was right. He kept us close to him when we needed his help or help from somebody else that didn't come through for us. He kept us close to him through betrayal and opposition and hopping over hurdles and believing God, going through unexpected circumstances, dealing with people everywhere, ungodly people, dealing with demonic forces. God has kept us. He has taught us how to let him fight the battle. He has taught us to surrender, to help, to lean on him for help. He says, cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for us. Why would I settle for less? Excuse me, and cast a care on somebody else? People don't care. When you need them the most, they don't come through. My God, hallelujah. My circle has gotten smaller and smaller because of my walk with God, and also because the Lord has taken home some very good besties, confidants that I had in my life. Hallelujah. But as you mature in Christ, as you only want him, walk closer to him, your circle gets smaller. Hallelujah. You can't deal with the same stuff you dealt with before. You get mature. You know, you come out of yourself and let God use you for who he wants you to be. My God, the Lord has definitely shown me what direction that I must go in, how he leads me and guides me. God will lead you and guide you into all truth. I had a pastor that used to say that God exposed the devil and revealed truth. That's what he came to do. Jesus said he came to destroy the works of the devil. So why would I want to be a part of anything that he has a part in? Unfruitful works of darkness. So I am blessed tonight to have my daughter speaking. Minister Shawnee Kazaris Banks, it's been a while. She asked me if she could have a spot on the broadcast this week, and I wasn't planning to be on the broadcast, but I'm here. I thank God. Hallelujah. I thank God for the time that I've had to spend with him, that I focus on him this summer, and the time that I've had to in prayer and in the Bible, reading more. Because last summer I was traveling, I was trying to move, I was so focused on other things and getting settled in my new place and traveling to another country. And now here this summer is where school is closed, and I have so much time every day. The day goes by so fast. I find a Christian movie on YouTube or on TV, and I'll watch that, and I'll have my prayer time, my Bible time, and just really focus on God. And I thank him for affording me this time. I thank him for this direction that he has led me in. And I just speak right now to every listener, welcome. I bless you in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that whatever God has for you is for you, that he would bring to pass in your life what your heart's desire is that he placed there. Not that you were searching for, but that he has placed there for you, for your family, for your children, for your grandchildren, for your great-grandchildren, if you have some. I decree and declare your safety. I decree and declare divine connections in your life. I decree and declare rest for your soul, peace in your mind and your heart, blessings to be built up as you continue to walk with God and call upon his name and walk in the fear of the Lord and the reverence of Almighty God. So I give God all the praise, honor, and glory. I give a shout out to all the nations, 70-some nations that listen to the broadcast on demand and that would find the time. I know they don't call in, but they go to the website and they bring up the broadcast on demand. There's 12 or 13 pages you can skim through and find one that would minister to you just when you need to hear a word from the Lord. I don't take this platform lightly. It's holy as unto the Lord. I've given it over to other preachers that have preached the word without compromise, the unadulterated word of God, holiness, and preach the word where God would be pleased and would continue to bless this podcast. I thank God for calling me to this ministry, Gatekeepers Ministry International, and I give him all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise for what he's done in my life. That song was so appropriate. My God, hallelujah. In the midst of it all, in the midst of it all, I can say that on a daily basis. In the midst of it all, God has kept me. He has kept me from fornication and lust. He has kept me from lying and deceiving. He's kept me from demonic forces for evil, wickedness in high places. He has kept me from people that are on my job that have ulterior motives for even crossing your path. He has kept me from fulfilling the devil's plan and plot. Hallelujah. Why would I want to do what pleases the devil? I remember my daughter called me one night, or she texted me, and she told me that her and her girlfriend were out, and it was at night, and this woman walked up to her that had a demon, and my daughter could tell quickly that she had a demon in her, and the woman... I guess her behavior said that she had a demon, and my daughter looked at her and said, I rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. And the woman looked at her and said, I know Linda. And the woman turned around and ran. Well, my daughter and her girlfriend just started laughing because they knew that my name is Linda. And my daughter is in New Jersey, and I'm in Maryland. So when the devil knows your name like that and you're covering your children and your grandchildren in prayer and the blood of Jesus and they know well enough the word to rebuke the devil to his face in the name of Jesus, they'll say, I know Renee and turn around and run. Or I know Joni and turn around and run. Or I know Candace and turn around and run. That's, they should have that much of the word in them that when the devil approaches them, no matter where it is, that they'll look the devil in the face without fear and say, I rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. And they'll say, ah, and turn around and run. So I give God all the glory, honor, and praise. And the Bible says, to rejoice not in that the devil knows who you are, but that your name is registered in heaven, that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. So we rejoice in that tonight. And if there's a listener that has dialed in or is listening to us on demand tonight live or at another point in time, and you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus, you have never actually thought about it, that you have never said in your heart, what is that about? How do I get to live for God in such a turmoil that I'm going through? If you've never said, Lord Jesus, come into my life, come into my heart, then you need to do that right now, because it's your time to give your life to Christ. So I'm just going to lead you into a brief prayer that at this point in your life, no matter how old you are, how young you are, that you would just turn your life over to Jesus and give your life to him. Now mean it with your heart as you confess it. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive my sin. Wash me and cleanse me. Set me free. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Wash me in your precious blood. Help me to stop doing the things I have been doing and live for you. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Now, if you said that prayer with me and you said it from your heart, the Bible says if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, then you will be saved. You can't take this lightly. You can't take it for granted. Get your Bible and start reading the Gospel of John. You can start right there and get to know a lot more about Jesus. I know you've heard about him. Just because you've been baptized doesn't mean that you're saved. Just because you've been christened as a baby doesn't mean that you've given your life to Christ and that you're saved. We all know what sin is, and we're supposed to stay away from sin. We're supposed to hate what God hates and love what he loves. And God hates sin, but he loves us. And if you said that prayer with me, you're no longer a sinner, because sinners live in sin. God calls us his saints now. We're children of righteousness. The righteousness of Christ is now in your life to govern your life. The Holy Spirit has joined in your spirit, with your spirit, to help you to live for Jesus and glorify him. So tell somebody that you just gave your life to Christ and read John 3:16. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes on him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And that's what you have right now, because Jesus died on the cross for you. He gave his life for you, for your children, for your grandchildren. Tell your grandchildren about Jesus. Especially if they're young, they'll sit and listen while they're young. Wait till they get older, and they're not going to listen like they would as a little child. Take them through this prayer to give their lives to Christ. Don't assume that they gave their lives to Christ. Take them through a prayer. Ask them to repent for their sin. Let them know that even though they're young children, they can sin. They can disobey their parents. They can commit sin. They can touch what they shouldn't touch. They can pick up this somebody's wallet and take a few dollars out of it and think nothing of it. We want our grandchildren, no matter what age they are, to give their lives to Christ so that they would have something in their spirit, which would be the Holy Spirit, to help them say no to sin and say yes to the Lord and righteousness. So we're all accountable to tell somebody else about Christ and to lead them to Christ. So we give God all the praise, honor, and glory tonight. Thank you, Shawnee, for suggesting that song. I would have never thought of that. But in the midst of it all, God has kept us. Has kept us. Hallelujah. So I'm honored tonight to have my daughter ministering the word. The word tonight is ready or not. Here he comes. I had no idea what this is about. I just assumed that it's Jesus coming to crack the sky and rapture us up, because I look for him every day. I can't wait. There's nothing on this earth that's more important to me than being rapture ready and being caught up to meet him in the air when he comes. And I give God all the praise. And I thank God for Shawnee tonight. Shawnee, your mic is open. How you doing?
I'm blessed. How about yourself?
Praise God. I am too as well. I'm blessed that you're going to bring us a message on this topic. So I'm going to pray for you right now, and all the listeners, you can join me in a prayer of agreement. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we lift up this podcast to you, Lord, and we ask God that you would breathe upon it, Lord Jesus, that you would penetrate the airways with this word from your scriptures, from your Holy Bible, this word from the Spirit of the Lord using Shawnee tonight. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you have anointed this podcast, Lord, whenever it's broadcast, Lord, that it would penetrate the airwaves and pierce the darkness and set the devil back in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask that you would beat back the forces of darkness on our behalf throughout the first and second heavens. I decree and declare and dispatch holy angels to line the airwaves from every caller and everyone that watches on demand tonight or whatever day, morning, noon, or night, whatever time zone they're in, Lord God, that this word would go forth with power. Lord God, the power of the Holy Spirit to penetrate hearts, to cause people to give their lives to Christ, to cause people's lives to change, to cause them to intentionally and deliberately prepare for the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, I ask God that you would pour out your spirit upon Shawnee right now, that you would help her bring forth this word, Lord God, to minister to us, every listener. I ask God that you would minister to her, Lord, consecrate the surroundings that she's in. I dispatch holy angels wherever she's seated, Lord God, to bring forth this word, to minister for her, for she is an heir of salvation. And you send angels to us to minister for us. So, Lord, we ask God that you help her tonight to bring forth your word with clarity and anointing in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for her. I thank you, Lord, that you allowed me and assigned me to be her mother. And I know, Lord God, there was no book that I could get from the library or Amazon to tell me, or any mother listening, on how to be a good parent. So, Lord, I did the best that I could. And I thank you, Lord, that even though I was not saved, you still saw me through every situation in my life. And Lord, you kept the devil away from taking my life. You kept your hand upon my life, Lord God, to bring me into salvation and a total commitment to you and Shawnee as well. You allowed us to be raised up under church leaders that you assigned to us. Pastor Alberta Johnson and Pastor Benjamin Smith and Pastor Wesley Pinnock. and Pastor Pat Phillips, Lord, that you used them in our lives, Lord God, and they didn't think it robbery to spend time with us, mentoring us, calling us, seeing how we were doing, loving on our children and our family members, letting us know that we are loved by them, letting us know, Lord God, that they are good, were good shepherds, under shepherds, caring for sheep that had just given their lives to Christ. I thank you for them, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, for the time they spent with Shawnee and the rest of my family and the time that they've invested in me, Lord God, to bring us to a sure foundation that Jesus really did die on the cross for us. He took nails in his hands and his feet and a sword in his side. He took thorns on his head and bled to death. Nevertheless, he gave up the ghost, hallelujah, and finished the work. He learned obedience by the things that he suffered. And they caused us to be mindful that our lives were worth giving to Jesus Christ. And there hasn't been a moment, a second, or a day that I've regretted giving my life to Christ. So I thank you, Lord. When Shawnee gave her life to Christ at 9, and she started leading her friends to Christ, Candace and Michelle and other children in her school. And Lord, I thank you for all the souls that she's led to Christ in her life and that I've led to Christ in my life. And I thank you, Lord. And we give you our lives again today to complete and finish the work, to lead us and guide us into all truth and every listener. I pray for every listener that the anointing of God would move on them tonight, that would be with them present. Lord, cause our hearts to be open to see, to receive what your word, what Shawnee brings forth in the word tonight. Bless her. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you, Shawnee. It's all yours. I'm grateful to God that you're on tonight, and I'm excited to hear what God has given for you to share with us.
Thank you. Thank you, Mom. I'm grateful, too. I just want to thank you. But I thank the Lord first for the opportunity to be on this platform again. And I thank you, Mom, for allowing me to do the same. I just want to pray right now first for myself. Lord, I ask you to forgive me for my sins and cleanse me from all unrighteousness, that you created me a clean heart and renewing me a right spirit, Lord God. Take over my mind, Lord God. Take over every fiber of my being, Lord Jesus. And you speak, Lord God, not any part of me speak tonight, but Lord, have your way. This is your platform, Lord God. This is your moment, Lord Jesus. As your voice speaks through me, Lord God, I humble myself and I present myself a yielded vessel for you to use, Lord Jesus, because I know that this is what I was created for, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord Jesus. I invite you in, Lord God. Your presence is everywhere already, Lord Jesus. But we acknowledge you right now, Lord Jesus, as the Most High and Living Lord that is moving among us right now and calling us, Lord Jesus, to yield and let you work through us so that we can win souls for your kingdom and for your glory. And this I pray right now. Amen. God is doing something. He's moving now. He is still striving among us. And it's very intense because just as the enemy is moving intensely in this world today, so is God. And I know everyone that is listening is not unsaved, but knows God. And his call tonight is not just to salvation, also a call of duty to those who already know him. Ready or not is the topic, here he comes. And it would be too expected for me to go in a direction of ready or not if you're still in a sinful situation. Get out of it. We already know that. If that is your situation, you're already aware of that. If you know the Lord and you're just not living right, you already know. He doesn't have to tell you, because anyone who knows Jesus and his love knows that he chastens those whom he loves. He is moving in the earth today among the church. He's pouring out his spirit and his love so intensified that I have to do this. He put this in me since I was a child, and sometimes I'm not on duty as I should be, because the more that I am doing ministry, the less I'm doing what isn't pleasing to the Lord or isn't fruitful to God. Deliverance is a process, and it's taking place, and every time I do what he has willed for my life, I'm breaking chains and I'm making the enemy mad. I'm actually doing spiritual warfare. And this is the day where we should be praying and watching and have prepared ourselves for things that are taking place, that have taken place, and are to come. And are you ready for that? Are you ready to see what the church is going to see before he comes and takes us from the tribulation when it really gets terrible? You should already know that we're going to go through and see something. And because we know and we are saved and we know him, we should be equipped emotionally, physically, mentally, and spiritually to stand in these days that are happening and going to happen going forward now. Now is a very progressive word to me. It's always moving, because when it was said thousands and thousands of years ago in the Bible, it means now, today. So I'm just going to go to scripture, and I'm going to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And this is where God is talking about things that are going to take place before the day of the Lord. And I'm going to start at verse 5. Don't you remember that when I was with you, I used to tell you these things? And now you know what is holding him back, so that he may be revealed at the proper time. For the secret power of lawlessness is already at work. And it is. But the one who now holds it back will continue to do so till he is taken out of the way. Does anybody know where I'm going? And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will overthrow with the breath of his mouth and destroy by the splendor of his coming. The coming of the lawless one will be in accordance with how Satan works. And he's at work. He's working hard right now. Are you ready? God is coming. And I'm not talking about you knowing these things or us knowing these things and the church being aware of these things in his word to be able to map out down to the day and time when to expect his coming so you can get done whatever it is you want to do first. Don't be trying to timeline God's timing. I don't think that's what we should be doing. I don't think that is what should be the focus. To get down, oh, well, this hasn't happened. Well, this has got to happen first. So in your mind, you get it set that you have time. Because he's coming, ready or not. And I mean ready in the sense that are you ready in service? Are you ready to stand? Are you ready to go through something? Are you ready to confess your God before man so that our Savior can confess us before the Father in heaven? Are you ready to lay down your life? Satan's coming for your life. He's robbing, stealing, killing, and destroying everything that was meant for good, that was meant for God. He's taking it. The kingdom of God suffers violence, but the violent take it by force. Are you ready to get forceful? This is the day that the Lord has made, and we should be rejoicing and be glad in it. And it's not just when it's sunny outside. It's hell on this earth right now. And if it hasn't touched you yet, let me just go on. Where was I? Okay. He will use all sorts of displays of power through signs and wonders that serve the lie. Don't be deceived. It's time to get ready now. Listen to what he's going to do. The lawless one. And all the ways that wickedness devises, deceives those who are perishing. They perish because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. The truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The truth of Yeshua. And then proclaim it also. And I'm not saying just be saved by mouth. Be saved indeed. Indeed. You have to be an example in order for a sinner to truly understand the transformation that happens when you accept him into your life and allow him to take control of it, because he calls us to a duty. That's the example, to press and not be quiet and not be a wallflower. Not today. You can't be that. This is a call to duty. Are you ready to stand, to go to war, a spiritual war? This is to the death. Are you ready to die? But a flesh, a death in the flesh. For there is eternal life in just doing that. For this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion so that they will believe the lie. Now understand that when you continue to follow a lie, a falseness that is evil, that goes against all that is holy, all that gives honor and acknowledge the true and living God, he gonna let you to the point where you gonna believe it. You gonna forget the truth, and so that all will be condemned who have not believed the truth, but have delighted in his wickedness. But we are always thank God for you, brothers and sisters, loved by the Lord, because God chose you as first fruits to be saved through the sanctifying work of the Spirit and through the belief in the truth. Belief means no. See, sometimes believing on things that aren't tangible, that haven't come into fruition, that you got to believe on that. That's that faith believing. But when you know, see, I know that I know that I know that I know that Jesus is Lord, that he died for me, and that he's called me, that he puts this unction in me to do what I'm doing tonight, but he's doing it. He's doing it. He's working it. He's working it. And see, all that I wanted to be as a little girl when I grew up was a preacher. Really? I didn't want to go to college. I didn't even think that I needed theology school to let this thing work on in me, because that's how much I know who God is. And see, ready or not, he's coming. Whether you ready to storm the gates of heaven, because the enemy is at your door, because they gonna knock. You think they won't? They offering something now, but they gonna make you do something in days to come. The government is a beast, and the eyes of God, every government is a beast. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for this word that is coming forth. Bless your people, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Are you ready? God is coming. I thank you, Lord. And I just want you to know that at this time, he's striving with us. He's pouring out his spirit. His protection is over us. And he's guiding you through what it is he's calling you to do in this earth right now, according to his will for his kingdom. Yes, you got a job and you have to go to work and you have to pay your bills. But you got work to do with the Father. And that's just at the end of the day, he didn't just create us to receive us into his heart, into our hearts, and just believe, and it stops there, and do nothing. It's time to minister the gospel of truth into the earth. Because God also says that in the last days, his word will be preached upon the earth. Everybody's going to hear the word, the truth of God, and there they will have a choice. They will have a choice, because the enemy is going to come at your neck also and give you a choice too and tell you, you got to do this in order to be able to survive, in order to be able to live, in order to be able to eat, in order to be able to go to work to pay your bills. How about that? Are you ready? Are you ready? I'm ready. I was ready to not take that vaccine. God changed my mind right at the last minute. And look, everything about me hasn't arrived yet, but I wasn't doing that. I didn't want the government to offer me, give me a gift card or nothing to get something that didn't sit right in my spirit. And actually, I felt a feeling of death come over me, a feeling of sickness. I don't hold that much weight. I'm a small, petite woman. And I felt that thing would impact my body and I wouldn't be able to contain it. And it just didn't feel right. And that was me. That's what I felt. I want to go to another part of the word. And this is where the disciples are asking Christ, like, well, what are the times going to be like? How will we know when are you going to come back? What is it going to be like then? And Jesus says, take heed that no man deceive you, that for many shall come in my name saying that I am Christ and shall deceive many. And listen, that's already happened. That's already happened. But the man of lawlessness, hey, watch out now. He's going to top all of those. But Jesus is telling us this is going to deceive many, even some elect. And you will hear wars and rumors of wars. That has already happened. It's happening now. And see, if you just watch this entertainment news, this Hollywood news, you got to get into global news, because part of knowing the word is also watching what's actually going on. And every news station just isn't going to tell you the truth about what's actually going on. There are media people who are setting up cameras and giving you that news, because real news won't give it to you. They don't want you to be ready for what they're about to do to deceive you. So they don't want you to know. There are hidden things that have been hidden since before you were born. That go back to our ancestors, that the beast doesn't want you to know. For nations shall rise against nations, kingdom against kingdom. There shall be famines and pestilence, earthquakes, and in diverse places. That's already happened. It's going on right now. Don't you know it? Can you say amen to that? Are you ready? What you going to do when one of them diverse places is your neighborhood? All these things are the beginning of sorrows. How about that? And the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto nations, and then shall the end come. Well, if the gospel of the kingdom is being preached in all the world for a witness, who's preaching it? Just preachers, just evangelists, just T.D. Jakes, just your favorite preacher. God is pouring out his spirit among everyone, on everyone. You are now a vessel, a soul winner, a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, of the truth. And you are responsible if you know and love him and believe that he came, that he did ministry, that he walked, he died, and was resurrected for a purpose, for atonement, the Lamb of God, Emmanuel with us, God with us. You are have a duty to get that word out. To tell somebody, now run, tell that. Run and tell that. Run and tell that. If you can't run and push and minister and do things for God as hard as you do what you want to do, you hear what I'm saying? You know where I'm going? If you can't do that, you're not ready for what is about to take place in the earth today, that not God is going to come and get his people just before it really, but the enemy is putting it to you right now. And if you're not ready to stand against the things that he is offering, and if you bow down in the slightest bit of way, you're not going, because he's coming. And you can't even do it just a little bit, because that might be the moment. If you was thinking it, this is your night to stop thinking that way. I'm not here to tell you, get that out of your closet, get that out of your head. You're responsible to that. You're responsible to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Right? Okay, well, that's not the word tonight. Is are you ready to work for God? Because you can't run and hide from it, because the enemy may knock at your door. until you come out of that door if you don't do thus and so. If you don't do this, if you don't, the enemy is trying to kill God's people with poisons and all terrorism, human trafficking. Listen, this is a day of magic, sorcery, and the Satanists are around you. You might not be able to see it. It could be somebody in church. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
The enemy is present. Do you think God is not? You have to be a working vessel or else he's going to run you over. He's going to scare you. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Why? Because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of spiritual wickedness in high places. And because of that, we cannot do it in the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, the casting down of imaginations. You can do it. And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And listen, this is a deception thing with the beast. He's going to slip it on in there before he puts you in the headlock until you take this mark or you can't buy, sell, go to work, do this, do that. You are going to be finessed. How about that? What seems to be right is going to deceive you into thinking what seems to be right is right. Hey, maybe this could be him. Hey, did you see that in the sky? What's that? Don't believe it. Don't believe it. Because when Christ cracks the sky, every eye, and you're going to know it. It's not going to be like, is that maybe that? Oh, no way. No way. My God ain't coming in like, maybe is that? He coming in like, yeah, here he is. This is me. What's up? Where are my people? Here they are with me. He's going to gather his church because you're prepared because you already have work. You've answered the call to duty. Many are called, but few are chosen. And then this day is because y'all ain't answered the call. Y'all ain't answered the call. So how can you be chosen? Like you didn't even answer the call. You didn't pick up the phone. You pushed the voicemail. God is putting an unction in his people to get out there and start doing some things that is going to project that you are saved, that you are a believer. This is the day that you put yourself out there for him. It is your time now. I remember when Christ first was in the earth, and he said, it is not my time. And then it was time. Boom, here I am. Well, it's time. It's time to speak up, show out, do some work, save some souls, build this kingdom, get strong, fast, pray. Push the enemy out of your way. Speak to it. Call it what it is. Speak to the atmosphere. Bind demons. Set captives free. Break chains. Rebuke strongholds. Come against them. Come against curses. Right now, that's what the enemy is doing. He's doing spells and witchcraft, putting drugs and this, that, and that, and it's finessing people in the earth. They don't even know. You better watch out. You better watch even what words you say that aren't spells and witchy and part of Satan's plot to deceive you. You understand? If you don't know, now you know. See, Antichrist, this man of lawlessness that's showing up, he's in the earth now. So when he shows himself, it's a man look. If you got a relationship with God and you know him, as well as he's drawing near to you, get close to him. Because he's going to finesse you into believing. All right? Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Okay? Antichrist started a long time ago. One of the first Antichrist was Nimrod. When he built that tower, when he was building that tower, and he was going against God. Because I always thought he was building, they were building that tower to, like, get up to God. And that ain't right either. For some type of astrology thing or some type of this and that. No, the truth is, he was in rebellion against the Lord. He wanted to build something real, sturdy and on a foundation and really tough so that it could withstand a flood if God should have. But we know God said he would never flood the earth, destroy man by flood again. And the promise, the way he showed his promise was the rainbow. So we know. So why did people follow Nimrod into believing and helping him build that thing? And you saw, did you see what happened to them? He convinced them to go against what was godly and convinced them that he was the reason why they were happy. Come on now. He finessed them. It was, he didn't put them in a vice grip. He didn't put them up. He didn't take them to the guillotine. He didn't say, serve me or die. Believe me or die. And he came from a descendant of Noah. He was Noah's great-grandson. He was Ham's grandson, Noah's great-grandson. Yeah, something like that. And he had an Antichrist spirit. He was a great warrior, a fighter, and he turned, and a hunter, and he hunted man. Was supposed to be a protector of predators that would destroy or try to take. He protected man from predators, animals, and that would harm them. And it said a great warrior before the Lord.
But okay.
He convinced. He finessed people to not even believe that God was the reason they were existing, happy, and the right thing to do was to protect themselves from God. What? Let me tell you something. Are you ready? God is coming. People are being deceived right now because they're watching too much TV. And be careful what you watch. There's witchcraft coming through that mirror right there. And I'm not going to get that deep to go in to the waves. Listen, that's the more you get in the ministry, if you know the Lord and you've been saved and you're saved, and even if you gave your life to Christ tonight, get in, get where you're not. You got the fight today. Now is the time. While God is pouring out his spirit, he is letting you know where you belong. He's putting in you what you're supposed to do. He's going to put you. He's going to place you. He's going to take you from one place and put you in another. That's not always comfortable. But hey, anything that gives God glory, because that thing that you do for the Lord is going to give you divine protection. Wow.
Hallelujah.
The enemy is about the earth, going to and fro, seeking whom he can destroy. He's laughing when he finesses a saint, one who knows into believing lies. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar.
Amen.
The governments are beasts. America has fallen away from God. And there's going to be a mighty shaking. This is America's, this is our opportunity to come back to God. The nation is falling away. That means judgment is coming. You understand? Are you ready? Are you ready? Ready or not, God is coming. These times are times we have to see to know that he's on his way. Yay! I can't wait. I can't wait. The more I can be used by the Lord at this time and these days, and this tremendous fight spiritually, enemy attacks me. As well as I open up my eyes and turn on my gospel music and say, thank you, God, for another day. He says, yeah, what you going to do for me today, daughter? The enemy is knocking at my door and say, hey, girl, come on over here. You too, come on. No one who is doing something pleasing for the Lord does the enemy not hate. Your friends, probably my friends, I don't have many friends. I listen, I don't have a circle, I have a dot. The dot is me. I surround myself with God, and I ask him to protect me from my frenemies. And then I ask him to protect them from the Holy Spirit within me that calls them out and tells them, you know what, get away. Because if I have to put, like, let my voice say, back off. I'm not an entertainer, feed. I'm not a people pleaser. I'm not an ear tickler anymore. I don't have time for that. I don't have the energy for it. I'm exhausted already. I'm getting older. I get sleepy. But this thing right here in me that I do for the Lord, it gives me energy. He's going to give you the energy to do what he calls you to duty to do in this world right now, to stand for him. He's going to give you the energy for it. You're going to be pumped for it. Get where you're supposed to be right now in him. It's going to be fulfilling for you. Because God loves you, he called you, he chose you because you are pleasing in his sight, and he knows the plans that he has for you to give you a hope and a future and not do you any harm. People would have you to believe that God is a terrible God. Well, it does say he's terrible, but I say to my son sometimes, you terrible boy. Fear God, though. Don't be afraid of this thing out here. You better see what it is and don't let it finesse you, because it'll back you up into a corner and you'll be afraid of it. Therefore, you can't work your weapons that you're supposed to be armed with if you're scared. Ain't no spirit going to tear my clothes off and send me running. I'm telling you that right now. That it's not. That's not going down. Because I'm filled with the Spirit of Christ, the one who sets me, and I have his word backing me up. And when I put it out of my mouth, the sound here goes, it activates things, just like the sound of God's voice created the earth, created the light, the night and the day, the light, the firmament, man. His sound, it had to be spoken to happen. Sound is movement, it's vibration, if you didn't know. That's why you have to say things out of your mouth. I don't think the enemy knows your thoughts. No, he don't know your thoughts. He tries to give you some, though. So in order to let the enemy know something, you have to say it out loud. You have to activate it. Are you ready? Are you ready to fight? Because he's coming. Ready or not, here he comes. Ready or not, here the devil, he's coming too. He's here. He's at work. You think we're not supposed to be at work? We're supposed to be working out, getting our fit to be able to fight. When he comes to sneak you, get in your face. God did not just create us to be still. There will be a time for that. We got to be warriors. Hell is fighting against us. Everything that is going to burn in the lake of fire and suffer eternal damnation is fighting to get you there. Are you ready? Are you ready? Because the beast is going to take you there. The beast, Babylon, Persia, Greece, the Roman empires, they're all beasts to God. And if you think today like that, you'll get ready. Your own nation is not for you. Okay? Don't let no president, no one who takes a seat and works for the corporation finesse you. He got something to do for somebody too. He answers for somebody. He's being told to finesse you. They don't even do a good job at it, okay? That's why they're doing so much sorcery and witchcraft and putting this and that and chemicals. See, no weapon formed against us will prosper. You have to believe that. You can't just partake in this and partake in that belongs to the beast and then act like it's not a weapon. You can't pick it up either. Well, that's why we don't take up serpents, right? We don't play with that. Oh, God's going to protect me. Watch this. No, that's witchy. That's satanic. We don't do that. We don't entertain those things. We don't play in that. We come for souls. We come with the truth and the love and the living word of God.
Of his, amen.
His righteousness, his salvation, his eternal love, and what he has set up for those that he loves, for those who believe. The rapture is for believers. The rapture is for the church, is for those who are saved, that are proclaiming it, that believe it. They're not just saying, because let me tell you something, when the enemy comes and wants you to bow down to him, he wants you to wear his tag, his tattoo. He wants you to proclaim him too. He wants you to rock out for him. So you're going to have to choose today. Right now, here it is. Everyone within the sound of my voice, you have a choice. This is free will. And if stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything. And you got to stand in a way that can be seen and can be felt. You feel me? Do you feel what I'm saying? Do you feel the presence of the Lord telling you that you have something to do? And that's honor that our Father has said, I got something for you to do. You want to do that for me? If you love me, you will. No greater love than this, that a man lays down his life for his friends. That enough to do a lot of something for him. And I say do a little something, a lot of something. Because when the beast knocks at your door and tells you you got to do something, you're going to have the strength to stand and not say, all right, and ain't nobody going to know. No, because the one who is in control, who sits high upon the throne on the circle of the earth, will know. You can't hide nothing from him. He knows right now who you are, where you are, where you're standing, what you're doing. Me too. Me too. But now's the time. Because you know. Yeah, clean out your closet, yeah, but get in shape. Because ready or not, he's coming. He is coming, and he's coming quick. If you're not ready, it's going to be like a surprise to you. If you're ready, it's going to be like, yes, he's here. Glory to God. I don't have to go through this anymore. This is a push, and God pushes in my spirit. You get to work, because that is how I take control of your life and help you through what you're going through. The more you do what I tell you to do, the less the enemy can tempt you and mess with you. I want to be obedient to that. But in all my heart of hearts and my soul for everything that he's done for me, in the midst of all of this, where I'm at, what I've been through, he kept me. He kept me for this, because he said, this is what I wanted you to do. And this, I put that in you. And you want to do it so bad. Come on. You can do it. Don't be afraid. I got you. It's me who's going to talk. When you open up your mouth, just open up your mouth, daughter. I know I was raised the way I was raised because God was slating me. He wanted me to thirst after him. And because he found me, because I once was lost, he found me. So all his word is being preached throughout the earth. All the word of this kingdom to come is going out right now. Because even what you don't see is ministry going on, podcast, Zoom, there's people there ministering, praying for people, lifting up the name of the Lord. Don't be deceived, everybody ain't. Because there's a tarot reader in the next flip that wants to read you too. Keep on flipping. Watch out now. It's just for entertainment, huh? No, that's sorcery, that witchcraft. These wizards and these warlocks, these Luciferians and these Satanists, they're out here. And if it sounds silly to you, as well as there's a God, there's a Satan too. He's the one who tries to make it hard. But narrow is the road to heaven. Wide is the road to hell. It's easy to get to hell. It's easy. That's easy. Christ's life was not easy. He was crucified. Are you ready? So crucify yourself right now. Crucify that flesh right now. Die to it every day. Come on. Start putting some things down, sacrificing some things. Rome wasn't built in a day. That cliche there. You just got to submit. See, the first part of that devil fleeing is submit to God. Submit to God. Then resist it. And he flees. You got to show him. You got to tell him, get out of here. I do too. God is calling, answer. Pick up. Because you can't tell me that you don't know in this day, in this hour, at this time, what you're supposed to have done, do, and going forward be doing for the glory of God. You've got a voice. Open your mouth. Let him speak through you. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord so that he can be lifted up. This is that day. Are you ready? Because he's coming. and he's got rewards with him. How about that? And his reward is with him. You want some rewards for what? For what? Answering the call, because you were ready. You were at work. If you at work all the time, you ain't sleeping. He can't come. You can't get robbed if you prepare for the thief. Anybody with me tonight? I just love the Lord with all my heart. I just thank him right now for showing up for me, for proving himself to me that he still loves me. He still called me. He still wants to use me and just putting his will in me to allow him to do that. For each time I do, I get stronger. Can't nothing finesse me. Nothing. Nothing. I'm in it. I'm on it. Every theory, every, look, what? I know what that is. Yeah, uh-huh. Oh, well, and I can distinguish between, I got a gift of discernment. Just when he said, "You shall know the truth and the truth," listen, there's freedom in the truth of God. The lie will bind you up, shackle you. That's what it wants to do. Keep you in bondage and even more. What you're going to suffer if you're not ready. I want to do that. Jesus, he's the lover of my soul.
Amen.
And I give it to him. I give it to him. It's yours, Lord God, for your use, for your glory, for your honor. Each day that I wake up and it is a day that the Lord has made, I hear, like, my spirits when I'm doing my prayer. I start out with, because this music here is so satanic, I feel things because God is really intensifying gifts on his people, too, who believe in him, who are saved. You are going to feel your gifts intensifying. You're going to be sensitive. That's why you got a duty to react. See, these last days, there are going to be people who fall away from godliness but will have a form of godliness and have nothing to do with those type of people. People will be 2 Timothy 3rd chapter, verse 2 says, people will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money. We see this, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Have nothing to do with them. They will act religious, one version says, but they will reject the power that could make them godly. Glory to God. You see, you hear that? They don't even want the overflow. They reject that part. They reject that part. Literally reject the power. There is power. Wonder-working power. In the blood of the Lamb. That's an old school song. I come from the old school church. I come from that good old Pentecostal, like God moving all day in our life, church. Thank you, Jesus. Because that's how he's pouring out his spirit today. You better get some of it. Get some of the outpouring. Get under it. Let it wash over you. And go out and get some souls saved. Talk to some people. Preach some word. Give somebody the bread of life. That's what you're here for. Are you ready? Ready or not, here he comes. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you. I praise you. I think that's where you're telling me to stop, and I want to be obedient. I don't want to run it on and on and on. So, Mom, I love you so much, and I just honor you, Mom, because you have been such an example of obedience to God and such a sensitive woman to the spirit and the calling of God on your life. And you know I love you. We all we got. And you know that I always support you because you always support me. And God has come and bound us together. So don't you ever fret or feel lonely or like, you know, because many of your friends I have seen pass away. Mom, I got your back. I just thank you for allowing me this night to just feel God's presence over me and just allowing me to be used by God because you raised me and you showed me the love of God. And I felt it when I was a little girl. And for that reason, I am convinced, I'm a believer, I received the salvation, and I thank you. I know that I know that I know that this was a divine appointed moment, and I'm done. I love you guys. Y'all get ready, get fit. It's time. He's coming. Thank you.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you for ministering to me right now. I'm kind of full of tears. I appreciate all that you've said. And, you know, it's rare when anybody says that about me. And I'm always ministering to people, and I try to bring the best out of them. When I did a graduation on Saturday, I was to get up and do the welcome and introduce each speaker and the graduate. And when I got up to give the welcome, I was getting ready to go to the next step, and the graduate's mother, who was my friend, she said, "Well, tell them a little bit about yourself, Linda." So that wasn't in my plan. That wasn't even in my thought. And I said, "You want me to tell them about me?" And she said, "Yeah." So rarely do I do that because I'm so focused on just telling everybody about the Lord. And so I did have an opportunity to say where God has led me around the world and leading souls to Christ. And there's a scripture that says, when you leave mother, father, family, houses, land, and all those things, that God will return it to you 100-fold in this life. And it says, with persecution. So when I was on the mission field, that was the time in my life and the first time that my daughter and I were separated. And it was a time that the Lord had for me to go live in China and visit some other communist nations and do his will. And I was obedient. And it was a real struggle for Shawnee. And the Lord just kept using me there. And I had an opportunity to just share a little bit about that, being on the mission field. And I believe that that scripture that says, when you leave
your parents, your mother, your father, your family, houses, land, and all these things that we work every day to have. And all the what life affords us when we're able to see our children and talk to them every day. And when we're able to communicate with our parents. But God has called you to something else for him. And he specifically placed that scripture there to let those of us that have done that to know. That's a promise to me. That's a promise to every man or woman, young person, because there were so many young people in China that had given up their first year in college to spend in China on the mission field, to risk their life and to live as missionaries in the missionary house and under the leadership of the missionary. And so that's what God promises. And, you know, we sit back and we enjoy the gifts that God has placed in the church. And God took me into those countries early in my salvation life, within the first 10 years that I was saved, and I've been saved 40 years now, 41 years. So Shawnee knows what that's like, and she knows when I got on the plane and spent 20-some hours on a plane to live in China and Russia and the Philippines, Israel and Jamaica. And so God promises us in his word that he does not ignore your sacrifice. The Bible says only what we do for Christ will last. And that has lasted. And I never really anticipate anybody to say to me, tell them a little bit about yourself. Because I'm always telling people a lot about you, about how you encourage me, how you listen to me, how you are a friend to me. And that's what I value. When we get a certain age, we value the people that are in our lives, that are fruitful, that don't put us down, that see God in us. And so it's something because I was really touched by what Shawnee said. And I thank everybody for listening. I know Candace is on the line. And I wanted to know, Candace, if you would like to say something. If you do, press 1 on your phone and I'll open your mic. I'm not trying to put you on a spot, but I just wanted to know if you wanted to have something to say since Shawnee led you to Christ 40 years ago. And I know that you and her are still friends. Nevertheless, if you don't, that's fine. But I appreciate my friends that have called in. I thank God for those that have listened on demand. And so I'm going to close the broadcast with a prayer. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us tonight. Thank you, Lord, for using Shawnee. Lord God, I thank you for her voice in the earth right now. I ask, God, that you would minister life to her from the inside out, that you would touch her heart, that you would touch her mind and her body, that you would cause every life situation in her life that seems to be a struggle, Lord God, that you would let her know that you have a handle on it and that you would turn her life around. Move by your spirit in her life, Lord. Bless her and keep her and continue to use her for your honor and for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So God bless you. Thank you for dialing in to Gatekeepers Global Podcast. I'll let you know when the next broadcast is going to be. I'm going to take it back to Salvation Part 4 and whatever God gives me along with that. Thank you. Have a blessed night. Thank you for joining us. And remember, only what you do for Christ will last. Amen.